Welcome, sir, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, great, we're doing this great up here, supposed to be about 108 or something like that today, therefore we would just be doing great in this part of the state of Arizona, so.
Yeah, I'll be eating some hot over the next couple days, so.
Yeah.
I'll get to enjoy that heat.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, we'll be ready only when you're ready, sir. Everything is in your hand, and according to information.
Everybody here, so we're excited.
What I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, you should have five for us today, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we're together, so we'll be ready when you are.
All right.
Thank you.
Give your name and number.
Good morning.
Chris. Good morning, Chris Brass, police number 179.
Mr. Brass, hold for one moment, sir. Let me see who's going to.
Officer Brass.
Okay, that is the honorable, Mr. Luke, what is it?
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it, I'm sorry.
I'm in there, I'm in there, I don't understand.
D-U-R-R-I-S.
That's mine.
Oh, then that would be honorable, Mr. David Neal, will be conducting the hearing. Here we call, I believe that he is the lead panelist for the morning, so just hold on, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, sir, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, sir.
Can you hear me okay? It's a little bit fuzzy, but we should be able to get through. It's not a matter of volume, it's just that where you have that room, it tends to muffle things a bit. So, would you please state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Yes, sir. My name is Christopher Bellisario Perez, ADC number 179020.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Currency this morning in reference to your committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. All the way down to my far right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and to his left is the Honorable Neil Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Dr. Sue T. Wright, who's our board chairman. And to my left is the Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or were you going to represent yourself today?
I will represent myself today, sir.
All right. So at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
So, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your committee supervision have been violated. For the phase two, we will determine whether the committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So, in phase one, I'm going to read the four allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll talk about it, okay? All right, allegation number one is violation of ordinary condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about February 12, 2018, per the type individual testing compliance summary dated April 5, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right, allegation number two is violation of ordinary condition of supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about March 29, 2018, for the task individual testing compliant summary dated April 5, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right. And allegation number three is violation of Arizona Commission Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of Supervisor Rodriguez by failing to submit a UA as directed on or about April 5th, 2018, as verbally directed on April 5th, 2018. That true or false, sir?
That would be false, sir.
Okay, well, I mean, it's either true or false at this time. There'll be time, plenty of time in phase two to discuss it at length. So I just need to know, do you think it's true or false?
Well, it's still true.
It's true? All right. Violation number four is violation of Arizona conditional supervision number two that has been inflicted by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about April 10, 2018, or directed in writing on April 6, 2018, and saying that you were actively avoiding supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's false, sir.
Okay, I didn't quite understand it.
I said it's false.
False?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to Mr. Turner at this time and get some more information about allegation number four.
Allegation number four. On 4-6-2018, P.O. Newsom went to the proposed residence of 14017 North 8th Place, Phoenix, Arizona, 85022, in an attempt to contact the offender. P.O. Newsom knocked on the door, and there was no answer. The violation letter was wedged in the door, directing the offender to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office at 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85029, on 4-10-2018 by 8 a.m. The offender failed to report as directed. The offender is actively avoiding supervision. Follow-up number four. On 4-12-2018, P.O. Newsom called and left a message on the offender's phone in an attempt to contact him about his missed appointment. On 4-12-2018, offender called back and stated would report on 4-13. Offender failed to report on 4-13-2018. On 4-17-2017, P.O. Newsom attempted to contact the offender, stated that was getting ready and was going to report to the Black Canyon office. Offender has not reported. On 4-18-18, P.O. Newsom attempted to locate the offender at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Maricopa Integrated Health Services. Both attempts were unsuccessful.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Mr. Norris, what about allegation number four is false?
Okay.
So we can move into phase two. I want to get this. So my question to you is just real quickly, did you ever go into one of those face-to-face meetings that you said you would go into?
Yes,
I did. Okay, but so you're saying that the PO made a false report here about you not showing up?
No,
I'm sorry. All right, well, we're going to move this along into phase two, and you'll have a little bit more time to talk to us about, okay? Okay, so at this time, based on the admissions of Mr. Burris on allegations 1, 2, and 3, and information from the Department of Corrections on allegation number 4, I'm going to find that Mr. Burris was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or without the lapse in a criminal ways for the company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself. Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed by Dr. Wright. Mr. Thompson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, sir. We'll be moving into phase two in just a moment, but before we do, we're going to get some background information from Mr. Turner. So stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you in just a couple minutes, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Burris was released from ADC custody on 12/15/2017 and arrested on 5/1/2018 by ADC Fugitive Apprehension Unit along with the United States Marshal Service. No new charges. He was returned back to ADC custody on 5/1/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/8/2018 with 21 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, dangerous drug violation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2002, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2003, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 2005, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. So third term in ADC, with a CUIR score of 2.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3, no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TIS release, absconded for 39 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. 2008, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with fighting, drugs, rioting, promoting contraband, and conspiracy, and theft noted. Other arrests, 1997, shoplifting, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1999, disorderly conduct, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1999, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1999, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, resisting arrest, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2002, possession and sale of narcotics, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2011, disorderly conduct, Arizona, fined. He has a GB score of G5, V5.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Burris, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So you were, your residence was with your fiance, Aristida Armenta?
Yes, sir.
Was that the only place you stayed while you were out?
Yes.
Okay. You were talking about employment. What kind of work were you doing?
Concrete.
Okay.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I can't understand.
Sir, can you move your head up any higher and maybe try to speak a little more distinct? You're mumbling and we have trouble understanding you.
Concrete.
So and that because of your work, you couldn't make the face-to-face contact? Because it started out, they were having problems, you weren't dropping your VAs and different things like that. They put a letter on your door and you didn't show up for that one, and when you talked on the phone, you told them to be there on 13th, you didn't show up for that. And then the next one you said you would be there, you didn't show up for it either. Correct?
Okay. Is this happening? But the VCAs, I had talked to him already about it. When I was in the bird center, and I was working as well.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, sir. All those paperwork and things that you're trying to use to convince us that's not a totally true statement, did you show all that to your PO? Did you talk to your PO about it? Ask him if you can get excused for not showing up because of it?
Well, that is one meeting with him, the 10th meeting, he wasn't there. I was here, I couldn't ask him at one time, doing 2 or 3 of transportation for him, and one day to go back and forth to my family, he's out there, I read. And when I talked to the supervisor, now, I wanted to keep living in the way I was working.
Okay, well, sir.
Sir.
Sir. Mr. Burris. Okay, so it still goes back down to the question that you never did go in to make the face-to-face. If you went into the parole office, excuse me, sir. Sir. Excuse me? All right, if you went into the parole office and your PO wasn't there, you apparently didn't talk to anybody in that office because there's nothing in the file notes saying that you came in and tried to make the face-to-face. They wouldn't have violated you if you'd made a tip. Okay, well, hang on a minute. Let's get some more information from Mr. Turner.
In looking through the call notes, the last face-to-face contact he had with parole was on 4-5. He did go in. Mr. Newsom was not there. The offender was staffed with CCS Rodriguez. CCO Newsom was not available. The offender stated that he is having some issues because he was discharged from the treatment with CHC and he has missed UH. Task was not available during the staffing, therefore UH could not be addressed properly. The offender was counseled by about his noncompliance. Offender was making excuses for his noncompliance, stating he was busy with family and work. Offender was redirected to focus on his supervision obligations. The offender was directed to report to task that day to submit a urine sample. He was also directed to contact CCO Newsom on 4-10-2018 to check on supervision status. The next note is on the same day, after the offender left the office, CCS Rodriguez was able to log into task. The offender has incurred 4 UA violations and he has not provided a sample since January 2018. The offender would not answer the phone calls placed on his listed cell number. CCS Rodriguez added PTG to the offender's testing due to his history of heavy alcohol. The offender is to be directed to return to the parole office on 4-10-2008 to be staffed with CCS Rodriguez. So the last contact he had with a parole supervisor or parole officer was on 4-5.
Okay, and that's the time period when he went and his PO wasn't there?
Correct. That's the time that I believe he's talking about when he went, the PO was not there. But he was redirected by the supervisor to report back on the 10th.
Right. So Mr. Burris, it seemed that, excuse me, sir, you said you went in and your PO wasn't there, but that was on the 5th of April. But then the 10th, you were told you were supposed to be in there on the 10th, you didn't show. When they talked to you on the phone, you told them you were going to be there 2 other occasions, you didn't show up. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions. Okay, so we're in the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement, but please don't repeat any of the information you've already given us. We was looking for anything new that you might think we need to understand. Once you're done with your statement, we'll go into discussion to make a determination, okay? So is there anything else you'd like to tell us? All right, thank you, sir. The board is going to discussion, and please remain silent while we're talking, and because we're talking about ourselves, not addressing you, and so we just have to remain silent, but you can stay on the phone and listen, okay? All right, the board will be going to discussion now. Well, this is, and Mr. Burris seems to have a lot of problems following directions, and I understand that sometimes the work can get in the way, but also is obvious that the POs were trying to work with him and get things straightened out. But he shows a distinct pattern of noncompliance with his drug history and everything else. With that many missed UAs, I would assume that he was probably dirty, but I don't know. So at this point in time, I don't see him as a candidate to return to community supervision. It's not all that long, and he has left anyway. So, sir, please keep your comments to yourself. Can we get that written up? Apparently, Mr. Burris does not like what he's hearing, and he's made comments, and he's walked away from the phone. So at this time, I'm going to make a motion based on everything and all the information about 201-81269 and the testimony of Mr. Burris and information Department of Corrections. I'm going to move to community supervision of Mr. Burris as he was delinquent, violated term and condition of supervision and had lapsed or not lapsed in a criminal age or company, and very specifically in his 2 ways where we really can't tell whether he was possibly relapsing to drugs. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, and that will end the hearing for Mr. Burris.